Oops,
that kid's crystal's mouth on it.
Oh!
It's going to
be
my mouth on it
too.
What?
My mouth. So, Crystal, you eat most of your food? How it tastes?
My
mouth.
How it tastes? My food's good.
Good.
Let me hear you say your grace like
it's supposed to
say.
I've been trying to do as little as I can.
Chris can too.
I'm going to a nutritionist.
You see me how I say my grace?
Yes, and the doctor won't give him no pills.
Say it or say it. What do you call this?
So that means you got to do it. So what, darling? You don't want who?
What's the name of it?
You don't want.
Yes, you do.
Well, you know you can't get no juice until you eat up most of your food, darling.
I eat most of my food.
But I see that meat ain't even been touched.
I carried it.
Don't sit up there and tell the untruth when you see that meat right there ain't even been touched.
What's the name of your school, Crystal?
You got a mouth so talk, little girl.
Yes, you told me before.
What's the name of the school you go to?
What is the name of it? That's right.
Speak louder.
That's
where I go to.
I know you do.
Okay. It sure feels good to be around children. I haven't been around children in so long.
And then sometimes it feels good to not be around children.
Yeah. You don't like being near children?
I have moments when I don't.
Well, you can mad, you don't like being around children.
Yeah, sometimes. Now everybody finish eating up, everybody eat their food and get some ice cream and cake. That Louisiana crunch cake, your favorite cake. I don't think Chris likes that Louisiana crunch cake.
Let me see it.
Huh?
Let me see it.
I'm from the fridge ready.
I touch my milk, see?
Well, I want to touch so much until it ain't no more left on the plate. Because if you don't get out of your food, you don't get no ice cream.
That's right.
That's right.
Don't waste food.
So what?
I said don't waste food.
That's right. Can't waste no food. It costs too much. It
costs $10.
No, it costs hundreds of dollars.
You said,
do you still know some of your poems you got to learn?
I was born to be wild and free.
I was born to be free.
You know yours?
And to be me.
And be me.
Let me hear you say it.
And to be me.
I saw you singing in church this morning. What were you singing?
I forgot the song.
I heard you guys singing that in this house before we even got to church today. I heard you singing before.
I don't know. Jesus loved me, yes I know. The Bible tells me so. Little one who let me know.
Aren't you glad her two teeth right? Aligned together with teeth better.
I know the other song.
That song when you were singing in the car.
What song?
About the school.
My daycare center. School that we love. Our teachers love.
We ride and play. We are gaming. I'm smiling. I'm feeling. I could laugh. I'm good day to me.
Until I say gone. I look just like him.
She loves her school.
Could I say why would they care sent up school that we love? Our teachers, we read and play. We are gaming, we're not the knowledge, understanding. We like to laugh, why for days just in time. School that we love, why for days just in time.
So, Crystal, spell your name. Say, spell it loud. Move your hand at your mouth and say it loud so I can hear.
C-R.
First, you say what your name is.
My name is Crystal.
Say it loud.
5 years old. I live
at the How do you spell your name?
C-R-Y-S-T-A-L.
Say it better.
D-B-E-T-T-E-R.
Okay. And when's your birthday? December 1st, 1985.
What's that?
My
child. What's that?
They got to be able to hear Crystal's voice on this tape.
What are these called? What's that your vegetable called?
School. They see her now and they look her up.
You know what that is?
15 or 16 years old. See how well she did in school compared to kids who wasn't whatever they
do. What is that called?
So if you want to get her on, get her talking on tape.
What's this vegetable?
She talks so low. You hear?
She's that.
That's
you
a cabbage.
Always not voice on tape, and you can't even
like
get one right there.
Oh, moose talk loud. Oh,
moose
meat. That's right.
Moose always talk loud.
That's mama baby. I never stopped calling the baby because I ain't never had me another one.
That's your last baby.
The last one.
Maybe another one someday.
No.
Mama.
I don't blame you, Lou. I don't want to have now.
I'm not gonna swing on the tree no more.
Eat some of that bread.
The bread? I eat some of my chicken.
There ain't no chicken on your plate.
You strong.
What is it called, Crystal?
Chicken beef.
It's ham.
Well, thank you, good chicken Lord. Give me the strength to do the job that you have set up. I never know what it is.
Chicken.
But I just say it's the Lord.
Chicken and pork are two different things. Pork comes from a pig, and chicken is a chicken.
That comes from a pig?
That's right.
Meat?
That kind of meat.
Called ham.
Yummy. From piggy.
So Lou, on the weekends you can come over here most weekends and visit.
And what part of it? What did I tell you? What part of the pig is it?
We sit out in the backyard and we throw hot dogs and chicken on the grill.
What I tell you, this part is the ham as well.
And we just sit around. It's so nice to have a backyard where the kids can be outside laying.
Without
worrying
about them getting hurt.
And I tell them, do not leave out of that fence.
That's right. That's what the ham is. It's smoke butt.
They can play out there and play with their toys.
It's supposed to be right here.
That's right. That's what it is on the pig.
Get a big bite.
Either his shoulder.
She know how to ride a bike without training wheels.
She had a brand new bike, but it's in storage. It was too big for her. She be just right for her now.
What do you call her?
Son of a brought Jabbar and her one.
What do you call them? That's not what you call them. And they were what were they when we were cooking them?
Bones.
That's right.
That ham is the dish. I don't use like ham, but it was delicious.
It was called. Did you like them?
I'm glad I don't come around.
Why?
Mommy, you like chitlins.
Yeah. This is what she's talking about on the table.
Because they don't like, she said they call hog up. She said that loud on the table. So hog up.
I said, what else they call? She said chitlins.
Chitlins. She know we
love
chitlins.
I said, you like what she said now.
They gross, they smell like pig guts in the nose.
But they taste.
I said, you want to taste them when we cook them.
You know what? Last time we didn't let the chitlins. And I threw it in the trash.
Y'all gonna love them like we do.
Mm-hmm. There's a fence around the house.
Cause you gonna the front door.
Yeah, I can see.
It's just a fence that lead right up to the side to walk to the front steps or straight to the back. It's another fence in the front.
Oh, you can't come through the front.
You can come through the front, You can come through the fence on this by the sidewalk, and then you walk up some steps, then you walk up more steps, then you hit the front porch there. Mm-hmm. Or you keep walking down the sidewalk, and it'll bring you straight down to the backyard there.
Eat your food.
But we keep the front door up there locked, so we always use the back door all the time.
You know
what? You got a bell on
Bell. It's a bell on the back. One on the front too, but it rings every now and then. Rings when it wants to. Like Sally Darrow, when she came by here a Wednesday, she said was at the front door ringing the bell, and I was on the back porch waiting for her. And that bell don't work all the time. She said, well, they figured I wasn't here, and she left and called back maybe about an hour later.
That's why I was asking, just in case I come from Chinese, you know, stairs.
Okay, yeah. But you ring the back, or you walk around to the back one back here, if you can hear that one.
I'm telling you, I need some family or people around me.
Yep,
it's been a whole over a year now.
Everybody.
And it seems like I've been secluded.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now the doors of life and they open back up again.
As time go on, they do. Mm-hmm. Make me a little bit stronger.
Yeah. Just keep on taking care of yourself, and like I say, now you know where we stay down here.
I just got to hurry up and get up.
I want you to eat
and
get food.
It's so hard to get an apartment.
That's good.
Eat your potato salad and your cabbage.
Nana, it's good.
I ate all mine up. I ate everything off my plate except the white plate.
And eat your food, baby, so you can be big. You're too little. You're too little.
I do exercises at school.
You do exercises at school?
I do jumping jacks, and I do sides, and I do back like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, and I do like this. 1, 2, 3, 4,
yeah.
And I go like
this. When the baby was little. She was built so nice to me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, dear God, please take it away from her until she get a little older.
Uh-huh.
I didn't want to get away from nothing, you know. And I didn't mean for her to get so little.
Mm-hmm. And get up off of the floor.
I had the prettiest legs of me.
Can you feel good? Yes.
Yeah.
That's good. You're
not going to give me no juice. We'll see. Eat, Chana. Pick that fork up and eat some more of the greens and that potato salad.
Oh. This?
Yeah, then that's cabbage greens right
there. You know what, Ma? Mm-hmm. We go to church.
Dawn, don't talk like that. Talk straight. Okay. You don't go no church. Where do we go? It's church.
She can say it, mate.
She say church all the time, but
what should we talking baby talk?
But now she's trying to start talking baby talk. I tell her don't be talking like that.
Baby, I gotta stop calling you baby too, because you're a big girl.
You be going to first grade, and teachers want you to act like a big girl. You can't go to first grade acting like a baby, because they're going to have too many other little 6-year-old kids there.
Yeah, you got to be a big girl.
Uh-huh.
Too.
Okay.
You
want? Okay. No, we go to church.
You graduating church. Say church.
Church.
No. No, like you're going to ask for a chair.
And then where are you going?
Chair.
Let's go. Please.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What grade are you
going
to be in
next?
Oh, yeah.
I'll get you an ashtray. Thank you. Lord, I wonder what I ever have another house. And y'all come get me. I'm going to be better than I was before, though.
It's all about
change. As you grow old, you learn.
Yes,
yeah,
still.
Yeah.
Your daddy wants to
be. I'll clean it up, sweetheart.
I was so heartbroken. I didn't want to. I didn't care about nothing. Then
I get it, Mom.
Wrong type of people associated with it.
I put the phone to the chair.
See if you can get it.
I got it.
I always wanted to be a housewife.
I'm done.
Hey, well, when you Costello was married, you was a housewife then.
Right.
When I came
you didn't have no children, no.
Skinny had a young little girl, that little apron. When I came up here, you was being a housewife.
Yes.
You was keeping the house, and Costello was out working.
I'm going to
smell. Oh. What? You ain't gonna see no juice in your glass. Honey, look at that plate.
Come get the juice out of the refrigerator, please.
I'll get the foil.
Get the punch.
And take that green soda out so Luke can ask for my diet soda.
I don't want no food.
Oh, you full, girl?
I don't want no
food. It
take
very much to fill you
not
up.
Not fill to the top. Because you know, big as I am, I probably eat two or three.
Uh-huh.
But I got like that at Rose's, all that food them people were sending me.
So they fed you real good at Rose's, huh?
Too much.
Is the other one got a little bit in it?
Let me see. Yep.
Bring it.
And this house so big.
It is a big house. Dear Lord, been looking out for us.
I not that
one. The one like
long.
This. Is it another one like that?
After you stay here for a while, you get used to it. Don't even seem like, especially when you're on the second floor. It just seems like you just sit on the regular house. Until you start cleaning up, and that's when you realize how big it is.
Mm-hmm.
When you try to mop all these rooms, and you can throw your plate away too, child.
I watch her.
Clean the food up off the table, around your plate. Wait, I put the plate back. Now get your napkin and wipe your finger. Get that up. Uh-huh.
That's right. Teach them how to clean up behind themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't be so much work on you.
Because by the time they get 8 years old, they're going to be standing up at this table in the stove learning how to cook and do all that kind of stuff. So by the time they get 12 years old, they're going to go in the kitchen and cook a complete meal.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can. You got two hands. Leave it alone. She can do it.
I was learning.
That's right. Don't throw your fork in there.
I was learning how to drive.
Where's Mama?
Miss Hag is somewhere. Mama hung up on her, so she.
May she old enough now?
No, she ain't old enough to. She start taking care of herself. I take care of her. She ain't got no job. She don't work. She don't bring no money to this house.
Mommy.
When she had need money to go to school, I have to give her school fast. As long as I'm putting out money, she stay out. She don't have to stay out. I mean, she called the other night. She stayed out all night, but she ain't gonna stay out every night. She needs to stay out every night. She don't need to live.
Yeah, ma'am, grow up.
So all she gonna stay out and do is bring in a bunch of babies, and I'm gonna end up taking care of her babies too.
So that's what God put us here, maybe take care of babies.
Not everybody else is all the time.
And I'm not gonna, like I kind of told them, I'm not taking, I ain't taking in nobody else's baby. Eric can have one if she wants.
Because you did, you had all of yours.
And then as she know about birth control and all this stuff, she can go out there and be stupid if she wanna.
Don't
I told
her,
she
had to concentrate
and get your life together. Get a job so you can have some money. I ain't gonna think about, I'm here thinking about boys all the time, and you don't even know how to clean your room up. You don't even know how to take a bath.
Oh, gosh.
I don't have nothing up, sugar.
Little girl, what did I tell you? Put it in there. Don't throw them in there.
I mean, if she was a contributing grown-up like Kenny is, Kenny paid his way in his house, Erica don't do nothing. Don't even clean up. And when she do wash dishes, she leave more food on the dishes than was on them before she washed them.
Oh, that's your baby.
It's just if you're a mature young lady staying at home, you know, you help keep the house clean. Mm-hmm. You help buy food, you have these kind of privileges. But I mean, you don't do nothing but hang in the street and run around wild, constantly in the street all the time.
Did you ever see Adrian?
We see Adrian occasionally.
I've been worried about it since she was too many years.
But I still haven't seen her since then. But Ken and Erica didn't saw her out. So she's Ken saw her yesterday. Said she was gonna come back here, but she ain't showed up yet.
Just so they'd be all right. Let them.
You're when you don't film, you worry about it. They say okay, cause somebody can be dead somewhere and nobody can know it.
She reminded me of Erica when she was little. Yep, she looked a little like her. Uh-huh.
Just hope she don't turn out to be Erica like Erica when she get to be big. A lazy, little nasty street running
ass. Leave her alone, man.
I won't leave her alone. I'm going to take my foot in her, kick her so far at that door until she ain't going to have no home to come back to. I mean, can't depend on her to do nothing. Can't depend on her to be around and watch the kids. You can't depend on her to wash dishes. You can't depend on her to do nothing but fly in the street. Fly in the street, hang in the street more than Kenny do. As a kid, it's the boy, you would think the boy supposed to be the one hanging out, staying out all night. Dawn, you can go around this way.
You want?
Put this back on. Thank you.
You're welcome. You don't want to go back outside.
Yeah, it's still early enough for y'all to play outside.
Just don't look. I hope y'all's neighbors stay on down there where they live.
Bye-bye.
I hope their neighbors stay on over
because
there where they live.
Because if they come back down, I'm just concerned they can't come back in the yard no more.
Because you know what they do? They
my kid
was hitting
people
with the stick.
You better come back to the you.
And that's
you pick that napkin up off the floor.
You got it, bud, my baby? Woman,
let her do. We gotta let her do her own thing.
Mm-hmm. Cause they grown. They think they ate it.
They older than me and Maddie.
Yes. You know the children of this generation was supposed to Bible tell you about them.
So they won't get.
So they're gonna be turning pants in.